Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, it's a Victory Football Friday. Always appreciative of our sponsors, presented by Academy Outdoors, your Football Fridays. And then, of course, it's supported by Tomball Ford. So we have an appreciation for them with a Football Friday. And I'm sure we have an appreciation to the Houston Texans for making a Victory Football Friday after the 23-19 victory over the Buffalo Bills. Yet again, dragging the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen into hell on the Battle Red Thursday night. So it was fun to get that. Let's talk more about it. And one of the ways that I enjoy the most, which is, let's get the OG's passing thought.
All right. I'll tell you a story. The Bills, coming into the game, had, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, the defending MVP.
Reigning MVP, reigning at least MVP. Is what I would call him, and Josh Allen.
Pretty good offense, too, right?
At least coming off the week the prior, they had some their
44,
ups and downs.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, they had their ups and downs, but they could rev high.
So they were a team that, I don't know, maybe might even want to take the ball if they won the flip.
Sure.
They didn't. They deferred.
As most teams do.
That still bothers me.
Legitimately. Being petty over this.
Oh, yes. I was paying attention.
I got to the press box
They won the damn game, man.
I got to the press box
a little
late.
These are passing thoughts, Figgy.
Yeah.
I can't control what goes in between these ears.
I feel like that's actually one of the things that you can't
I can't.
Control.
It just happens. It just pops in.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, they won the toss and deferred. Huh. Go figure.
Yeah, I got to the press box late and I saw that the Texans were getting the ball. As I sit down, I asked Bajani, Did they take the ball again?
See, I'm not alone. So that was the first passing thought as we're watching this. Here's another one, and it's the timeline. I just kind of typed a lot of these in.
I'll try and see if I can help you with the
timeline. At various points as I'm watching the game. So this one is more, I think, later in the game. But Cade Stover's drops are flat out unacceptable right now.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I think it was the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. It was a 2nd and 9. They motioned, which the Texans did. There's a lot more motion in this offense, which is beneficial. Remember, I was even talking about in the run game, it's not a disciplined Bills team using motion to move some guys. I saw that, but they also use motion in really good ways. Get Jaden Higgins outside leverage in certain instances, things of that nature. So that was cool. But on that play, motion, and it's what we see from Dalton Schultz a lot, where he just kind of runs that little stick route against zone, sit down in the space, catch the ball, pick up 5 yards nice and quick.
Mm-hmm.
Stover does that, at least on the second time, because I know there was another instance where he had a drop. And it's just...
They were big.
He drops it. It's
they
one
were
that,
first downs to waiting to happen.
It's one that Dalton Schultz catches, and it gets you into a 3rd and medium. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Manageable, just like Dalton would normally do. He's been doing this very well for this team of late. It was also a little bit on Mills. I thought it was an errant pass. Mm-hmm. It was one of those where you needed to put it on the frame of your receiver's body.
It got on the hands.
And it was a little wide outside. Now, again, I think Dalton makes that grab, so it's a catchable ball. And as a receiver, I mean, I play receiver.
You
want
to catch them all if they hit your hand.
When it hits you in both of your hands like that in a strong position, you should catch that. Mm-hmm. That was one of those that Cade Stover should catch. And I continue to kind of put this in the context that we had John Harris on before the season. And he was like, I'm looking for the development of Cade Stover. Unfortunately, he had an injury that took him out for a while. I still now am in that place where I'm like, now I'm that he's back. I want to see that development. And this wasn't to that positive, unfortunately.
All right. Another passing thought here. And I want to get to this one because it was one of those that truly made me laugh out loud, like literally. So the first part didn't because it was kind of sad. There was a referee carted off the field.
Yeah.
It was Adrian Hill, who we talked about had been very liberal with the holding calls. And then the first quarter, there were like three. So he had a non-contact injury and, you know, hopped up, carted off the field. The umpire's name was Roy Ellison, had to step in as both umpire and referee. This was like, because I was just happy about the game anyway, but the very last play, it was like he was a stand-in.
Oh, the drama of the call.
Oh, my gosh. It was perfect. I wish we had the
audio. He was living for the moment.
He was living for that one moment. He's never been a referee.
He walked up like.
Yeah.
Mugging the camera.
Pass interference. And then he paused. Like, he literally had a.
He's like, I know you're going. Let's set up the pop.
I know. I was on the edge of my seat.
Your seats.
He literally dramatically paused. He goes, pass interference. Offense.
Boy, that building blew up. If they hadn't put a new roof on a building,
that
it would have blew off.
That was my favorite thing of the night, of all the favorite things of that. He's like, I've been waiting this my whole life.
He said, watch this. I bet he looked over at one of them. Hey, watch this.
That sounds like something that should have been in the movie.
It was perfect.
Because we were all sick.
I thought it was on the defense.
I think D'Amico
thought so, too, because he put his headset back on.
Yeah,
this is after the Bills pick up a 4th-and-27 on this drive.
Yeah.
This is after they get themselves into a place where they're in field goal range, but they need 7. And so we're all on the edge. Actually, this is 4th-and-1, and then they have a penalty to put a 4th-and-6, right?
Yeah,
like, we're all in this place, and we're all like, oh, no. Are they going to do this?
Yeah.
Is this going to happen?
I should have pulled.
There's the stop. There's the interception. Yeah.
Oh, wait. There's a flag on the
no!
field. Oh, no.
Don't do this to me.
And he was pausing, and then he stood up, looked right. He looked like right at the camera. Pass interference. Offense. Yay.
Drama.
It was so good. Oh, I wish I'd have pulled that audio figure. That's on me.
Thursday night football.
I was buckled over. Like, this guy is like that, you know, that 8th grader that's always been a stagehand and gets the leading role.
Oh, he's the understudy. He's the understudy that finally gets to be the lead.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know who's got Thursday night football next week, but good luck. Good luck topping all that.
Exactly. All right, another passing thought. To his credit, Sean McDermott has got a pair, man. I mean,
is it to his credit?
Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
You talk about that 4th-and-3 or whatever.
And then a 4th-and-6? Or was it 5? Whatever. 2 conversions on his own. One on his own 29.
That's the one I was like, is he going for it?
Yes. And then it got too good to him. Dude, you missed an extra point. Kick the damn field goal in the second to last drive, or maybe it's third to last. What, he went for it again? I was like, no, thank
is it
you.
That one? Was it that 4-and-2?
Yes.
And then he tried to run the ball up the middle.
And they got tackled in the backfield.
And Josh Allen's like,
Reggie,
what are we doing?
You're the statistician and all that. There is no way in hell in the fourth quarter you missed an extra point. You kick a field goal, you could win it with another field goal, and you have Josh Allen on your team. When he went for that one, I was like, no, it just got too good to him. He's getting greedy, and he got greedy. You kick the field goal there.
That's at the start of the fourth quarter.
Right.
And honestly, on that play, that is like a 4th-and-1, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Sheldon Rankins just blows through the right guard. Like, you got another instance where the defensive tackles show up and just absolutely smokes the running back in that instance, right? Great job also by Henry Toutoua to meet him.
Yeah.
And then you also had Kamari Lassiter being physical on the edge, as you expect. That was a great play there. But, yeah. You probably needed points.
You had
in that
to know.
Moment.
For me, it's 100% of the time. With that offense and as close of a game it is, and you miss the extra point to make it a 4-point game, which, by the way, that's kind of a passing thought that loomed pretty large.
Right, because if not for that missed extra point with that final drive, and of course,
it would have been an easy
things
field
don't
goal.
Happen exactly the same.
You
we understand
it.
That. But you have an opportunity to tie, and now we're playing overtime football.
And also, if he had kicked a field goal there, you win it with a field goal.
Correct.
I was like, oh, boy, if I was in Buffalo, I'd be destroying
they
him
are.
Right now.
They're destroying him,
destroying
and they're
right
destroying
now.
Joe Brady as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Joe, in which, to some degree, I do wonder what they were looking for from Joe Brady in that game. But, look, they are not happy over up there in Western New York. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Right. Okay, another passing thought for you guys. We love D'Amico Ryans. That's the qualifier. He didn't exactly have great clock management at the end of the first half.
He did not.
Ooh, dude, that clock was ticking.
Dude,
I was ticking.
Yeah. To the point where I'm up there looking at the other guys up here, and I'm doing the finger twirl like, get up to the line.
Yeah.
Honestly, in that time period, right, because you get to second and three, skinny post to Nico, and so Nico's shaken up. Timeout is charged there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're coming off of a timeout, and they need another timeout because they can't get the playoff.
Well, they had an injured player, right? They lost.
No. The first one was an injured player. The third timeout that they used in that point was also an injured player. The second one they had to take because the clock was running down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do they not have? They couldn't get the play in out of a timeout. And then there's another instance that it feels like there's been a number of times with this, mm-hmm. especially with Davis. Davis has been slow to acknowledge the clock.
Yeah, but that
and
one's on
DeMeco.
That was 15, 18 seconds.
I think there's DeMeco, and I think there's also a question of, is he not putting in two plays at a time to where between plays in a moment where you know you need to hurry it up, where you go, this is the first play, and then boom, we pick it up, line it up, and run another play. That's something that is fairly standard for offensive coordinators that I was like, does he need after every play to evaluate what it is? I can understand that. That feels like that's a first time.
I
play
gotta
caller.
Believe he was. Maybe not, but
they were
regardless,
slow. The ball, the play came in. Yeah. All of they went through a normal process and they burned time off the clock into time.
But
they
regardless,
needed to be urgent.
All you got to do is this: just call timeout. That was
yeah.
Way
I
too
think
much.
Andre Ware was on the broadcast going crazy. Like, what are they doing? Like, time they lost like 25 seconds.
It was
going
at
crazy.
At least 15.
Yeah,
and that could have ended up real ugly and big picture even ugly.
Yeah. I think you're right. DeMeco needs to manage that. Yeah. I also was looking at Kaylee like, hey, let's get multiple plays in so that everybody knows we run this play and then boom, mm-hmm. get up, run the next play. Like you shouldn't have to go through the normal full process of okay, let's get this play in, and even if it is. There needs to be something in the process for you to do this quickly.
Special teams is still a worry.
Man.
It's still – and I'm not even talking about the kickoff. Yes, that's part of it. But the Texans were going to fake a punt on that – you probably have the details, but it was a fourth and short, kind of midfield, and they had a freaking motion penalty. It was going to – the fake punt was going to work too because that was – I guess it was a Gumbawale. And he went up to take under center. And there was a big gap there. There was only one defensive lineman for two players. And they were going to convert, and then who knows what happens there. Special teams, yet again.
I actually missed that portion, so I'm glad you got that. But the thing that I didn't miss, the 98-yard kickoff return, it's the same thing that happens in a different circumstance because it's a punt return versus the Jags. And it's because somebody is out of their lane. In this instance, I believe it was it British? British Brooks was out of his lane and then had to try and recover because he was out of his lane and then he gets juked.
Yeah.
That's what happens in this drive, in this one in particular, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this can't keep happening. Mm-hmm. I do wonder how much of this is Frank Ross's guys have seemed to churn a little bit, the special teams guys that he utilizes, but that's not sufficient.
No,
that is what a special team coordinator does. He pulls guys from all different walks of life, so to say, right? Linebackers, you know, tight ends, wide receivers, and you have to congeal them into mm-hmm. your unit. That's the beauty of a special teams coordinator. It's one of the reasons why I think when you're looking for head coaches, I think the NFL should be more inclusive of special teams coordinators.
I think Frank Ross deserved, he deserves some interest.
Because special teams coordinators have to do that. They have to bring guys together and make them work together. Mm-hmm. And Frank Ross has typically done that. This year, there's been a lot of fracturing in that. And I don't know how to evaluate a special teams coordinator to tell them like, oh, well, this is what needs to change. But there needs to be a look at that in this long or this mini buy.
Yeah.
They got to get this together.
And you can say, well, what are you going to do? Occasionally there's going to be a false start. Nah, man, they worked on that fake. It was going to be a thing of beauty. I would have loved to have seen it happen. But they just didn't get it done.
That's a couple of a couple of things that shift the game greatly. This game, it's, you know, as much as we are basking in the glow, 3 turnovers, 8 sacks. Their offense only scores, 12 points?
One touchdown.
Right? This should not be a 3-point or a 4-point game with an opportunity to score at the end. But that return touchdown made it a lot tighter than it should have been. That's something that the special teams can't afford to also be someone thinning the margins for this team right
and
now.
And honestly, I think the Kalen Bullock return where he actually scored that touchdown
that
on that interception? Yeah, that was, who was it?
Was it Barnett?
Barnett.
It was Barnett with the block in the
back. Yeah, I'm like, man, you need these points.
All right, I'm glad I got one more for you here. And it's just an observation from this morning, actually. I was watching, reading, listening to the Kalen Bullock interview. Dude was wearing a Jethro Tull shirt.
Was he really?
He was wearing a Jethro. Did you just look at his interview?
I didn't see that.
He was wearing a Jethro Tull shirt and a Harley Davidson beanie. Is he a rocker?
I would guess more that he thought it looked cooler than that's actually. Because
a lot of people like that Harley Davidson style, though. Sure. Especially if you, I don't think he shouldn't be on no motorcycles. But
I mean,
facts.
A lot of people who ride motorcycles into that type of stuff love Harley Davidson.
I was more interested in the Jethro Tull shirt. Look at this. That is like that is school, nice. Deep rock, and that's a Harley Davidson little.
He might be a rocker, man.
That is him holding his game ball and his interception. Or actually, are those both the interception footballs?
No, that's the interception, that's the game ball.
Got you. Okay, very good.
And I was like, all right, Kaylee's he's into that metal a little bit. That deep metal.
I would probably be willing to guess or put my money on the idea that he's that's a thrifter why I want.
It just looked cool.
It just looked cool.
I hope not.
I'm with you. Yeah. It would be cool if that was the case.
Hey, I might shock some people.
I love when people have a diversity of kind of listening and things of that nature.
Like Jethro Tull is like when I was at high school. You know, that was 70s.
I'm guessing that the shirt was. And it is a cool looking shirt. I will say that. Yeah. Bills held on that kickoff return and the refs didn't call it. I do think that's in there, but that's the nature of football. Like those things happen. I think more than anything, you got to
make sure. This ain't the only time it happened this season, though, with special teams.
You got to make sure your lane sound. And I'm sure that Frank Ross would say that himself.
Yeah.
In fact, I know Frank Ross will talk about this next week. Well, actually, with Thanksgiving, I wonder how exactly that goes. But a beautiful, well-deserved mini bye at the very least for this Texans team. Somebody asked, Christian Kirk should have gotten out of bounds, though, on that clock ticking.
I thought he did.
I think Texans radio thought he was out of bounds and the clock kept going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even still, like when you recognize the clock is going,
he should have went. Yeah, mm-hmm. made an effort to get out of bounds.
Right. No excuses. Again, mm-hmm. that's one of the things about the. I think B. Scott was talking about the butt, right? Throwing that in. Yeah, but that's. I think that the Texans have now flipped that, and those yeah buts are like yeah, but you no excuse in that instance. You need to be better for them, but still. Even with all of that, a victory for your Houston Texans 23-19. They are 6-5. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We've had a lot of fun with this Victory Football Friday, but what we always got to do around these times is hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape.
Yeah, so imagine that Pablo Escobar was an Olympian in his past life. What? Well, I got a story for you on a former Olympian who is currently on the FBI top most wanted list.
Ooh, wow. Okay, this is quite a detour, and I'm willing to take it. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday, on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And I ran across this tweet from TMZ, and I'm gonna just read you exactly what the tweet said.
Okay.
It said, breaking, hashtag breaking. Olympian turned drug kingpin Ryan Wedding, currently on the FBI top 10 most wanted list, has been accused of ordering the murder of a witness.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
There's a lot of things happening there.
I'm like, wait a minute. Let me click this link right now. Let me see what's happening.
You got me.
They gave me a whole feature film.
I'm like, whoa, that sounds like a Netflix feature.
That's what I'm saying. I watch 90 minutes of that. I will watch 90 minutes of that on a Saturday if I don't have nothing going, right? A Saturday in March when there's not much happening.
Yeah, and they got a picture of him snowboarding. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Is that a euphemism for something, or he was actually snowboarding?
Hey, he might have been snowboarding a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was playing with that snow.
I bet he was.
I ain't talking about no white women. So here is CBC News on the whole situation with Ryan Wedding's path from Olympian to drug kingpin.
For years, former associates and rivals have been turning up dead from Canada to Colombia. Hey. A long trail of bodies leading to an unlikely suspect. Ryan Wedding, once an Olympic snowboarder from BC, now one of the FBI's most wanted, with a $10 million bounty on his head.
Whew. Wedding went from being an elite athlete to an alleged drug kingpin and murderer, to now a famous fugitive.
At the 2002 Games in Salt Lake City, somewhere in that Team Canada crowd was a promising 20-year-old Olympic rookie, seemingly destined for a long career on the slopes.
Notre Canadien maintenant, Ryan Wedding.
At 6'3" and with grandparents who owned a ski hill in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Wedding proved a natural, flying down the giant slalom course. Though this would be his only time competing on the world's biggest stage. Failing to qualify for the next round, within years, Wedding would be forging ties with a Mexican drug cartel.
Good Lord.
Man, he was on them slopes, all right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was. He went from snow to snow.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Man.
Yeah. So
he's still out there?
He's still out there.
Oh, he's on the run. He's on the lam.
Yeah, they still looking for him. He's on the FBI most wanted list.
We got to do with this dude what we did with those cats from New Orleans.
Man, I'm scared to do that. Nah, man. He might pull up here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, yeah. I don't know nothing about that going on over there. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what they doing over there, but I don't know.
What is this voice?
Yeah, that's the I don't know voice. That's the Aaron Glenn. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that trade for Breece Hall stuff. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
But I thought that was crazy. This got to be a Netflix series at some point.
Yeah.
When it's all set and done, when it's over.
Oh, wow. 832 said they recently increased his bounty to 15 mil.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Because I think this been around earlier this year,
yeah.
But they just recently had a press conference pretty much talking about this.
Kind of just like a I say throwaway line, but one that you could let slide. He said a line of bodies between.
Yeah. With his, he was like, yeah, enemies and stuff. And I was like, oh, he's taking out the competition. Like, this really is.
No, he's really a kingpin. That ain't just no cute little word.
Yeah, he's not just implicated in a murder. Like, he is planning and, you know, a number of different.
Yeah, only on Paramount Plus. Olympic kingpin.
Yeah,
man, this sounds like some power type stuff. Mm-hmm. Man.
I'm trying to figure out who would play him in the Paramount Plus. Have you seen his face,
John Lopez? No, I have not.
There's a particular player or actor that is coming to mind, but I can't remember his name. that I feel like would play him in a movie.
Woody Harrelson?
No.
He looks a little bit like Woody Harrelson.
Woody's a little too old for that role.
Now he's a little older. Now he's a little older. But if you're friends with the Mexican drug cartel, you're bad news.
And honestly, I didn't know it was getting down like that in Canada.
I'm going to be honest. I had that thought, and I was like, that's very prejudiced of you to just
Isn't that where they're bringing the drugs in now?
Probably so. Yeah. If he's the top dog over
there.
Why
would you ask me? Why do you think I have any insight into where
Reggie,
the drugs work?
Isn't that
where... It's like, Reggie, you would know. Why would I know?
Yeah, Reggie, part of the Nigerian cartel over there, man.
See, at least get the stereotypical crime right. Yeah. It'd be like credit card fraud or something.
Yeah, the Nigerian prince.
The Nigerian cartel just makes sure you go to college.
And I did. And my mom is very proud about that.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. So, are you guys familiar with a guy by the name of Theo Pinson?
Yes, very familiar with Theo Pinson.
Went to UNC.
Yeah, UNC Hooper. Oh, yeah. Bounced around in the NBA for a hot minute.
The wood was burning.
Yeah, he bounced around a little bit. Yeah. And my greatest memory from him was the video that turned into a meme when he was looking up at the scoreboard. And I think it was Anthony Davis' stats for that night. It was a timeout going on. He looked up. He let out a big old GD looking at the scoreboard.
Don't look at them numbers.
Yeah. So, that's where I kind of, that's my greatest memory of him.
Which tells you a lot about Theo Pinson as a player on the NBA level.
Talking about somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And by the way, AD numbers was 34, 26, 4, 1, and 3.
Dang.
So 34 points, 26 rebounds.
That's like Josh Allen last night. What are we doing?
Yeah. But anywho, he's out here wilding. I don't know if y'all probably saw this, especially if you're on Rockets Twitter. Here's Theo wilding out on, I want to say this is called the Baja live stream. He do a live stream with a couple former NBA players. Mm-hmm. And this is the trade he kind of came up with.
I didn't think it would be good for Houston.
If Kyrie goes to Houston, my God.
Houston's going to have to give back one of their pieces, though.
Bye-bye, amen.
Bye-bye, amen.
If you can find a way to not get rid of amen.
Would you give up Sengun?
Would I give up Sengun?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. For Kyrie coming off of ACL?
No way?
I got to think about it, D-Roy. I got to think about it.
I don't know if I can say no way that fast.
I don't know if I say no way.
Kyrie's injury prone.
But if he's not... If he's not injured, at this point, he's in championship mode.
My brother, you are tripping, man. He lost me with the
Hold on, man.
The reason the Rockets are good is Sengun.
Yeah. You were tripping. For Kyrie?
Did Theo Pinson stop watching the NBA when he left the league probably about four years ago?
He got to be good friends with Kyrie. I think he did play with Kyrie, to be fair.
I believe he did in Dallas.
But brother, man.
He might have crossed over
He played in Dallas and he played in Brooklyn.
That's right. He was in Brooklyn.
He was in Brooklyn.
That
that's where the meme came from. Mm-hmm. But my brother, what are you doing, man?
Figgy, I see what you did. You connected these two stories. You had the drug kingpin of someone who's clearly on drugs.
Yes.
Exactly.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, he might be playing in that snow a little bit.
I got my third eye open, Fig. I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
There's a thread running through here. No, this is absolutely asinine. This is something we didn't talk about because I couldn't get myself to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of, do you think the Rockets could trade for Kyrie Irving? No.
No.
I think that
no.
There is something to be said for looking for a point guard. I don't know that you need a Kyrie, especially because
you turned it into the Brooklyn Nets at this point, man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, you already got Kevin Durant, which you didn't really have to give up a lot for. I mean, you gave up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks.
Right.
But nah, man, giving up Amen Thompson for Kyrie Irving?
And funny enough,
are you crazy?
That doesn't do it. You need a salary match. Whatever you're giving up is way too much for, admittedly, Kyrie Irving. I've always referred to him as the best difficult shot maker in the league. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a true point guard that runs an offense. I don't really like him in that role nearly as much.
Yeah, nah, that's Brooklyn Nets all over. And then when you start talking about the health aspect of it, nah, I'm good, man. No. I'm out of this conversation.
That boy on drugs.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. We got to make the kids happy, all right? So I was listening to the broadcast last night, Andre Ward, Mark Vandermeer, and Johnny Harris. Mm-hmm. So they usually, when you listen to it, they always go down to John Harris.
Yeah.
And like, hey, what you got for us? And they give us a little port, and I think this is going to make the kids happy.
Good out of the field to check in with John Harris. Johnny.
You know, this is, what'd you say, Mark, 42-ish, 40 range. They got to be careful. Kymie's got to get this thing up quickly. Deion Walker and Greg Russo are about 6'7", 6'8", next to one another. Yeah. If he's a low trajectory, those two guys can get a hand on it right there in the middle on their field goal block. So he's got to get this up quickly, put it between the uprights, take a four-point lead.
About 6'7", Johnny?
6'7". 43-yard kick coming
John
up here.
John was just like, nope.
I'm not going there.
That's how you know it wasn't intentional, because I'm sure that John was just like, damn it. They got me.
Yeah, Andre, where?
Boy, the kids have just ruined it. Hey. They just ruined it.
No, they haven't ruined anything. You sound like somebody's granddaddy right now, without question.
I think we ruined it.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah,
this
maybe
is the one time where I'm like, man, kids are going to look at us.
Sit it out.
Yeah,
like, sit it out.
Look at these old farts thinking it's all cool now. It ain't even cool anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what in the instance was, and maybe it doesn't even matter the specifics, but I remember some older gentleman at one point, and you know, you could tell when somebody's using slang incorrectly because they put too much emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, I think that was dope. And you're like, oh, no, don't do it like that.
No,
man.
The one I come don't to all the time is Chris Carter, where he was, remember everybody used to dab?
Oh, yeah.
He like, the kids got these things called bapping.
Yeah,
what he do, bapping? And I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah, this brother said bapping.
That was when Chris Carter had real prominent TV.
These are what the kids doing now, you know, a thing called bapping.
Bapping.
I'm like, oh, God, it's over now.
The best part is I just imagine the kids who might have been, you know, in the bathroom at that point at NRG or just riding in the car.
They were doing the whole
thing. And then as soon as they heard that 6'7", 6'8", they were like, 6'7".
All right, we got to get fat, man. We got to get fat.
Oh, big back?
Yeah. Hey. right. So you got some big back activity going on right here. Trill Burger, they tweeted out this. Thanksgiving in a sandwich, the Trill way. So they got a picture of a, it looked like a sandwich from far back. But mm-hmm. when you look closer, it is roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, house gravy, homemade stuffing. Garlic is a crema. Toasted bread crumbs. It's all inside
in one sandwich.
Yeah, so it's a bun, and in between the buns, it look like stuffing.
Your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
Basically, and all of it got, in a sandwich.
And then they got the fries around it. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if y'all willing to try this.
Definitely willing to try it. I'm interested in this, and I say this with a lot of love for Trill Burger, so please don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
The way that Trill Burger stack their burgers, I don't know that all that stays on the burger.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
Like Trill Burger is one of those sandwiches
where
you
had to get a fork.
It kind of looked like the Leaning Tower of a burger at times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all those things are already sloppy enough. I feel like it's going to be difficult to keep them on the sandwich.
Well,
you know that, I mean?
It'd be beyond the semantics of it all. I just want a turkey sandwich, man. that's
you can get it right here,
that's
though,
the
man.
Post, like, unless you're having this as your Thanksgiving dinner, which I think they're more in line with before and after Thanksgiving, you can have this.
Yeah, so this is available, I guess, this week at all Trill Burger locations, and they are closed on Thanksgiving, so you can't get it on Thanksgiving.
but
we all three of us would try this.
I would try.
Down this me Monday, we got to do the Trill Burger turkey sandwich. Is that what's happening?
We can.
Hey, you don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah. All right, so we all got some big backs over here.
We're
willing to try this one. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
I love that we've said that we're going to try all sorts of food and we ain't taking
We
haven't taken a single bite.
Hey.
I kind of use this as a metaphor, man. It was just like, I'll try it, but
let's do it.
I really won't try
it. Let's do it. You know what I did try today?
Got to give a special salute to our guy. He's been a listener for years, man.
Great dude.
You probably know him on Twitter as Michael Beckman.
Mm-hmm.
He actually came up here. He hit us up on social media. Salute to him. He had to get another Twitter account because his original one got hacked.
Hey, man, those hackers out here working.
Yeah, out here working for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to bring us up some fried chicken from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So salute to him. Salute to his wife for making us some fried chicken. It was pretty good, man.
It was very good.
It was really good.
I loved it.
Except for that one piece that I took a bite of. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, you loved it so much. You took the drumstick out of Lopez's hand.
Honestly,
I was trying to be nice.
Made
me so happy.
I was trying to be nice because I was like, all right, there's a few pieces because it was
I had four pieces of chicken.
It was one. It's just he brought it in one bowl, and that's fine. Like we could
warmed
share
it up.
But
the whole thing.
I was like, I had already had a couple, and I wanted one more, and I was like, Lopez ain't had it. I was like, let me get the smallest piece.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take. But the reason why it was the smallest piece.
Because he ate.
He had already taken a bite out the thing. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
so I felt real bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The chicken was good though, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Appreciate your wife. Salute to your wife. We love the little note that you left us too.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Your wife.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So salute to Michael Beckman. And also salute to my guy G-Man, 97.9 The Box.
Okay.
I hit him up the other day, or I think it was yesterday, to try to catch up with him at the game. And I thought he was going to be tailgating, but he wasn't tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he loved the mixtape. He loved the station. He loved our show, and he loved the mixtape. So salute to G-Man.
Man, he's not the only one that loves the mixtape, more importantly, Figgy. I've been doing these tailgater of the games for, I guess, a year and a half now. And yesterday was probably the most times that I've had us just rolling around the lots and just somewhere out of nowhere, deep off in the lot. About I was like, man, I'm rolling with the real life celebrity here, man. Everybody knows Figgy Fig. And not even knows Figgy Fig. It's like they sense Figgy. They can barely even see him. It's like, oh, that's Figgy over there. Yeah. I see him.
I'm like, I wasn't even wearing nothing loud or anything. I understand if I was wearing something loud.
They saw the hair.
That's
the bat signal. That is the bat signal.
Yeah, salute to everybody, man, that was out there tailgating and all that stuff, man.
Very good, very good. I mean, and of course, when I was driving out of the stadium, I was there for a little bit after. And when I was leaving the stadium, I had my windows down because it was nice out in Houston, Texas in the fall. And I'm hearing people bumping in the lot still.
Oh, it was buzzing.
I can't imagine how late people got home. Mm-hmm, and then when they got home, I can't imagine people got to sleep quickly.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night, and that was because of a good thing, because I was just so excited.
I was just
watching all the clips. I thought it was just me, but apparently I saw a couple people texting saying they couldn't sleep either because of the wind. And that could go both ways at times,
yes,
man.
It can.
You also can't sleep when they lose real bad.
Thankfully, it's a good way because it's a Victory Football Friday here. And the Football Friday fun continues. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. They're at the walk-ons in Katy. Make your way out there to keep the Victory Football Friday fun going. But coming up next, we still got a weekend full of sports, and it's going to be even better now that we already have the Texans win out of the way. Let's draft the weekend. Let's set up the things that we're looking forward to this weekend in sports. We'll do it next. That's right. Victory Football Friday, we've been basking in the glow of a 23-19 victory for the Houston Texans over the Bills that's got the world of football talk. And we heard from our guy Dom in New Jersey talking about New York sports sports radio talking about the Texans. You've heard it a number of times with those sports minutes that we have where national people are talking about the Texans. It's been all over our TVs on ESPN and the likes talking about the Texans. They did something to put themselves on the map, and more importantly, they're 6-5, inching themselves closer to the opportunity of going to the playoffs. As of right now, with the standings before the weekend starts in NFL, they're sitting in that 8 seed. They have an opportunity to continue to walk down a playoff berth. And look, you just got to get in the dance, really, the way that they're playing, the way that defense is going.
You really feel like anywhere you'll be good.
At the very least,
anywhere.
You'll be a huge nuisance to any of those teams in the AFC. Like, is there anyone in the AFC right now that you're like terrified of to try and go and play?
No, there really isn't. You know, we kind of are like just sort of taking for granted who they just beat, and defensively like a drum. That was the hot team, man. I mean, that was 1-1, 6 touchdowns a week before, and you know, we all understand what the Chiefs are, but what are the Chiefs, you know, in this year and all that stuff? But no, nobody.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Broncos are probably tied for the number one seed in the AFC with the Patriots. I don't know how afraid you are of either of those teams. The Colts up there. And then we're talking Steelers, Chargers, Bills, who you just beat, Jags, Chiefs, Ravens. Those are the teams there. It's an interesting AFC. And you might you got yourself a step closer to getting into the playoff. But that's long ahead of us. We got to see how we progress towards that with the weekend of sports. Let's go ahead and draft the weekend, gentlemen, because I think there's some things that will absolutely be very interesting. But it's a lot easier to take in all of that after a big Texans win. No anxiety headed into a Sunday or anything of the nature. I believe, Fig, you have the number one pick this weekend.
Nuggets, Rockets.
Oh, I ain't wasting no time, man.
Hey, I ain't letting the clock bleed all the way down at the draft, man. I'm going right out
You're
there.
You're taking
I'm
the happy. Card right
yep,
to the table.
Right up
I'm
there,
happy
man.
That you're there. He's like, look, man.
10 minutes left. I'm going right up there.
That is easily the number one seed here. Yeah. Well, actually, there's a clear number two, I would think, that's close. But that's easily the number one seed. The Rockets.
That's my franchise
really
quarterback right there.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think you did a great job. Was a can't-miss prospect there. Seeing the Nuggets come into Houston, NBA Cup game, going to be big to tell you whether you're going to be 2-1 or 1-2 in NBA Cup game. So see if you can go and get some hardware there. But more importantly, this is a team that's going to really challenge you in a way that I don't know that you've been challenged yet this year.
It's just the matchup. The matchup. You're looking – it's the Spider-Man meme. You know?
Yeah.
and then see who has the edge.
And – I'm gonna be interested to see who guards Alperen, because I know Jokic isn't a great defensive big. He's gotten better,
and sometimes you want that so you can get some help.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so there's gonna be a lot of fun things within this. I'm definitely gonna watch all those. Yes, one a game at a time. I believe Lopez, you got number two pick if you saw him.
Yeah,
so
you said that there is another clear number two, and I'm like, what am I missing here? Because I'm looking.
Oh, go ahead and miss it, then leave it for me.
I'm thinking Colts Chiefs.
Okay, that's the clear.
That's
number
it.
Two.
Okay, Yeah, I didn't think it was that clear, but maybe it was. No, for me, it's my number. It's my pick. You know, that's what I want to see. But I thought that was missing something.
This absolutely feels like the clear number two, right? Yeah. For the Texans, you're looking at this and you're going, this is either a divisional or a division opponent that has an opportunity of losing, and then you're only two games back of them with two games against them remaining on the schedule. You could go win that division, or if you're not believing that that's possible for you, you might be rooting to see Kansas City get the loss because they're 5-5. If they go to 5-6, that pushes them down, and that's another team that you're keeping away from you as you're in the hunt for getting to the playoffs.
Remember, okay, let's get it on the record. Just real quick around the horn. You want the Colts or the Chiefs to win?
I want the Colts to win.
You want the Colts or the Chiefs to win?
I think I want the Colts to win.
I want the Colts to win. And it goes back to what I said, I think, week before last even. We were talking about, you know, I want everyone in the wild card chase to come back, to lose. I really, as great as the Texans have been, have played last night, and I think they have a chance against everyone, the best path is the wild card. Because the Colts are going to win games. They're going to, and they've got a big lead, you know.
Honestly, I just don't want to see the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have, they're a similar team as last year. They've just had bad luck. If that luck starts to change and they end up in the playoffs, that's not a team I want to see.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs trying to sneak in at this point and probably run the table.
Can I take something that's not even really football on the field related in this? Can I take one fewer team out that plays outdoors in the cold during that time of year? Can I take them out of the playoffs? Yeah. Right? Because I don't know that you would have an opportunity to see Kansas City, especially not in the first round, unless they went and like won the division or whatever, which I guess another win would get them closer to trying doing, although the Broncos feel like they're far and away. But I just, fewer teams in the playoffs, especially for the Texans, that assuming that you have an opportunity to get there, keep them out of the opportunity of you having to go there. All right, my turn to pick. There's a lot of interesting games here. And I don't know that I have one that that jumps out to me in this way that the other ones have. So let's go ahead and highlight something a little unorthodox. In a weird, you know, turn of events for me personally, the last few years, maybe 2-3 years, I haven't gotten into college basketball early. I'm getting into college basketball earlier this year. So give me Texas Tech Purdue. They're number one Purdue. Texas Tech's been good this year. They're playing tonight. And I need to tap in and see what both of these teams are about. This is a perfect opportunity in a big matchup early on in the year.
All right. I mean, it's always good to get some good college basketball on the plate.
Yeah, I have a feeling. It's a third number. It's a third. Maybe it's a reach there. You want to go back around one more time?
Yeah. I'm going to go a little college football. I'm going to go USC and Oregon.
That's a good call. That's
Figgy. You just stole both.
I know. I'm looking over your shoulder at your little list you got over there.
I said keep your eyes on your own paper Saturday. I got a good backup. I'm going to go Missouri-Oklahoma. Let's see what Oklahoma's all about here.
Both really good picks there. And I'm going to be a real sicko. I'm not taking the Bucks-Rams in the NFC. That's going to be a fun one. I'm not taking Patriots-Bengals, even though Joe Burrow listed as questionable, so he might play in this football game, which that might make that an interesting one to watch. No, I'm being full sicko. Give me boxing. Give me Benavidez Yard. They're fighting tomorrow. It's a Riyadh fight, but Benavidez defending his title, and I just want to see a little boxing this weekend. I think that this is a perfect weekend to diversify your bonds, so to say. So fun, but there's a lot of fun things to see, and I imagine everything's more fun with a Texans victory already on paper. I see Ocho already chiming in. Actually, that's not Ocho. This is another high school football fan. Uh-oh. North Shore Ridgepoint is happening this weekend, apparently.
Okay.
So that's going to be some high school football. Ocho
texted it, too.
Oh, he texted it, too?
Oh, really? Okay.
We got multiple people.
You got some competition, Ocho.
Ridgepoint, that's going to be good with North Shore.
That should be fun. That should be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.